When I was a kid, my parents were big antique hunters, and so they started me collecting this glass called Blue Bubble. It was a Depression glass, and I started collecting it when I was 5. And years ago, I stopped buying it, but I still have an aunt who, for the last 30 years, for birthdays and Christmas and special occasions, has been sending me pieces. So it's really a special thing to me. My brother collected baseball cards, and he has boxes and boxes and boxes, which are stacked in my parents' basement right now.
I collect action figures, Star Wars, anything Marvel, DC, and G.I. Joe. Definitely got the whole Star Wars universe in my closet. Started with my dad when he was a kid, and he kind of just passed it all to me. So, early 70s, even though I was born in the 90s.
I still have a beer can collection from the 1970s. I think I might still have a full six-pack of Billy Beer.
I have a friend who went to the new Glarus Beer, Cheese, and Bacon Fest a couple of months ago, and there was a booth that was selling these really cool wood cutouts of either the United States or of Wisconsin, and then you could put these little bottle caps in it. So she bought the Wisconsin one for her stepdad, and he's only filling it with Wisconsin beer bottle caps, and then she got the United States one. So her and her boyfriend, now that they've just moved into a new apartment, are going to try and get bottle caps from every state in the United States.
I've made some attempt to collect bells, so like collectible bells you find at like the airports or whatever. Odd stuff like that.
Baseball cards, stamps, as a young person. It was fun doing it.
And then after a while, you know, with a collection, you just keep going and going and going.
All right, so what do you collect? This week, I discovered that I have coworkers who collect board games, cassette tapes, obscure musical instruments, and beer cans. And then one of my neighbors knocked on my door the other night to show me his collection of early Wonder Woman comics. Seems like once you start asking, you find out that just about everybody collects something.
I've collected a lot of things across my life, but I can't think of another type of object that pulls together the loose threads of sociology and art history and material science and technology in such a complete way as buttons do.
Gary Brockman collects buttons, old 19th century buttons.
Early 90s, I was working in publishing in New York, and long story short, I needed some buttons for a workshop we were going to do with science teachers. And did the workshop. There happened to be two people who were button collectors in that group of science teachers. And once the buttons went out on the table, the science portion of the workshop was over for them. I just sidled around to where they were owing and awing over them and asked them what was going on. And they told me they were button collectors and these were really wonderful buttons. And I asked them if they would stay around after the workshop ended and just tell me about them. And they did. And I was hooked from that point on. Button collecting has had a couple of different iterations. It was very popular during the Victorian era. As an organized hobby in the United States, it really dates back to the late 1930s. The publisher of Hobbies Magazine in Chicago was instrumental in putting together a group of people who wanted to form a National Button Society, which still exists and which every few years has its national convention here in Wisconsin, usually in Appleton. It caught on very quickly. World War II pretty much interrupted the development of the organization of the hobby, but once the war ended, there were chapters, state chapters, that started up all over the U.S. and local chapters, many of which are still in operation, still very active. We've just come off of a run of 8 shows in 11 weeks in 8 different states, so there are still many people who collect buttons and shows that specialize strictly in buttons and button-related materials. There's actually a taxonomy for button collectors. There's a committee and an annual meeting and a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes into studying buttons and classifying them by material, by use, by pictorial subject. And every summer at the National Button Show, there are competitions in most of those classification areas. Who can put together the best tray of shell buttons using the taxonomy for shell? Who can put together the best plastic buttons? I think buttons matter in the way that any material from any culture at any point in history matters. They're windows into our past. You know, there's that really tired old saying, those who forget their history are condemned to repeat it. And this is just one more avenue into human history, into cultural history, into technological history. You've got it all right here. You can see the development of artistic styles. You can see the development of manufacturing techniques. Everything is connected to everything else.
Gary Brockman lives in Middleton, Wisconsin, and he collects 19th century buttons.